Friday. I don't know about you, but it's been a long, hot week for me. All right, well, welcome to the show, folks. I am here. I am live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And I am Christopher Hart. And once again, I'm coming to you from the alternate studio in the alternate universe. Actually, just down the hall from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please don't forget, for the very best in mercury free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. He'll fix those choppers of yours right up. And you'll be having a big old smile on your face. All right, I hope you have a big old smile on your face after tonight's show. Of course, we're going to be here live until 7 o'clock. Now at 6:30, you will have some Rays pregame activity, but nonetheless, we'll still be here on AM660TheAnswer.com, and you can always go there and download the free app for your smart device, and that way you can listen anytime as easy as can be, kind of like carrying around one of those old pocket transistor radios. You remember those things? All right, because I am here, and I am live. Nicholas Cicero, once again, is on the battle bridge, but the phones are up and running again, and you are welcome to give us a call at any time between now and closing time at 407-774-8255. Before we get really rocking and rolling here, I just want to give you a heads up. Once again, if you like great high school football, you will find none better than what you can find right here on our sister station, 1520 WBZW, and the pregame show starts at 7 to kick off about 7:30, and of course you got Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero going to call the game for you, boy, and they did a good job calling it last week because it was a great game for Apopka Blue Darters fans. We'll see how they do tonight playing the Edgewater Eagles, and the Darters are at home, so if you want to go to the game, you got time to scoot on over there and listen to us on the way, or of course you can listen to the game, and you can do this while you're sitting there in the stadium too. That's always fun on 1520 WBZW. All right, Dr. K should be on the way. He is teaching once again this semester, and he has a Friday class, but if he can make his way through traffic, he should be here shortly. Mara Lee of Vacation Travel Planners is trying to make her way up to the studio as well. There is some kind of bad traffic out there. It's gotten wet later on this afternoon, but it is kind of feeling almost like a fall day, not heat-wise, but at least, you know, visually speaking. I wanted to talk about a number of things tonight. Louis Gohmert has an idea based basically on the argument that I've been making around here about how Congress, in particular the Republicans, have tied themselves in a knot with this corker deal. This corker was a porker, if you will, and it didn't cost us any money, but it's costing us this Iran thing. And so I want to talk about that a little bit later on. And got a couple of interesting stories I saw during the week I'd like to take up with Dr. K when he gets here. Of course, Dr. K being a psychologist, PhD, and all that good stuff. All right. And first of all, though, I would like to compliment Kelly. Kelly, I hope you're out there listening. I heard you on Michael Medved a short time ago, and I thought you presented your case pretty well. Obviously not a big Trump guy. He makes no bones about that. And he was pressing Kelly, if you did not hear the exchange, Kelly called from Orlando here to Michael Medved's show, and he took the call. And she was saying one thing about Trump is, he'll create jobs. And Medved was asking her, well, how? Well, she said, well, he's done it. I like that. That's right. He has done it. And Medved wanted to know, well, that's in the private sector. How would he do it in the government sector? And then they ran out of time and had to go to a commercial and couldn't continue the conversation. But I thought, Kelly, I thought you did excellent. I was proud of you. So I do want to talk about that a little bit today, creating jobs the Trump way, if you will. And so we'll get to that. You know, the new jobs numbers came out today, the new bogus jobs numbers, and the government reported that 170 something thousand jobs were created in the month of August. A big disappointment. That was one reason why the stock market got a little battered again today. the unemployment rate supposedly fell to 5.1%. That's why I say it's bogus. That's laughable. It is absolutely laughable. There are some 90 million people in this country that are either underemployed or outright not employed at all. And, of course, they're not counted in that statistic. I don't believe they're counted in any statistic. I mean, there is another unemployment statistic that they don't talk about on the media, but the government does release. I believe it's called the U6 number or whatever. And it's generally speaking about twice what the number they talk to you about is. And that's the number that supposedly includes people who have dropped out of the workforce but are still capable and eligible of work. In other words, they're not retirement age yet. Nonetheless, we have a huge number of people in this country who are out of work. This is no mystery. And so anytime they put out these bogus jobs numbers, you know, anybody that puts any trust or faith in them, let me just say, it doesn't make you look all that bright to anybody who knows any better. And a lot of people now do know better. And this is one thing that Trump talks about. He's talking about putting people back to work. That's one reason why a lot of people are listening to the man. And as Kelly told Michael Medved today, one of the reasons why he has credibility, she didn't put it this way, but this is what she was saying, one reason why he has a great deal of credibility on this issue is because, by God Almighty, he has done it. He has put thousands of people to work, and it's not just that. And this is what I think Michael Medved is missing. You see, because Donald Trump has done that, he knows how difficult it is when you have a government that's constraining you and constricting you at every opportunity and every turn. So he knows the points of bottleneck, if you will, where things get bottled up and held up. And the regulatory nonsense and the overregulation and the duplication on the regulation and the triplication and the quadruplication and the potential on the regulation. You get my point. You got five or six government agencies doing the same thing, basically. So he knows what it takes. So therefore, he knows what government is doing to make it more difficult to do what it takes. Duh. But beyond that, Donald Trump has, in various times, and I will admit this, in bits and pieces, never in a comprehensive discussion about how he could create jobs, but nonetheless, he has along the way said elements of things that would go a long way to creating jobs. Specific things. And I'm going to get to those after I take Sam's phone call. Sam, thank you for calling today. How are you doing tonight on Labor Day weekend eve?
Oh, hey, it's Stan.
I'm sorry, Stan, go ahead.
I was just following up to Chris to your comment yesterday about combating Islamo's satanic state. I think last time we faced a kamikaze enemy willing to kill themselves, it took a double tap of two nukes, and we need to start with Raqqa and just get rolling, and I know President Trump has the cojones to do that.
Well, see, the smart thing about President Trump is that he would seek the advice of his top military generals and let them conduct the war in the fashion that they know would be most effective. See, this is the problem that we had with Barack Obama, and I would say to a certain extent with George W. Bush. They tied the military's hands. I think Trump would, to a great extent, if not completely, untie their hands and, in essence, change the rules of war here, change the rules of engagement, I should say, and let the military do what they have to do to win this doggone thing. See, Donald Trump is not he's not a status quo guy. He likes to be a winner. He likes to be number one. And he wants, in this trip, to take the United States and all of us along with him. And a lot of us would like to go on that ride. Stan, thanks. I appreciate you being out there. Once again, excellent question. Let's go to Eva before we take the break. Eva wants to talk about Kim Davis, the court clerk in Kentucky, who is sitting in a prison cell tonight. Hey, Eva.
Hi, Chris. I just want to say I was listening to Michael Medved before you came on. He doesn't know the whole case on that. He was talking like he's the expert. And from what he was saying over the air, he didn't know the whole thing, because on the front porch this morning, they had her lawyer on there. He was heading out there to see her, and he said what she refused to do, she agreed to have her cohorts to sign the marriage license, but she wouldn't put her name behind it.
Right.
And the judge sent her to prison for that. I wouldn't put my name behind it either. And first of all, they don't even talk about that when she ran last time, that was not part of her job.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court just expanded the law, and she had already taken the job. So they should grandfather her in some way so she has religious right.
Right.
And Mr. Medved showed us today the difference between the elite and the common people, and that's what's going to win. Donald Trump understands the common man.
Yeah, I think that what Michael Medved sometimes misses, for instance, his objection today was, how is what she is doing going to benefit the party? How do we win from this?
Well, see, he let that out. And the thing of it is, he's more concerned about winning than standing up. We haven't won. I mean, we won, what, in 2016 and 2013 or 2014, and what have we got for it? We don't have nothing to show for it, so what's the good winning?
Well, and I think what he misses sometimes, too, is sometimes it's more important to stand firm in your beliefs, even if you know that you're going to take a thrashing in the process.
Exactly. And a lot of those people, I think, did a thing about it this week. A lot of these conservative editorial writers, they write, they think, but they do no action. And if you're not out on the battlefield, You're talking off the top of your head.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. You got that right.
Because I was in the pro-life when it first started,
yeah.
And they used to protest around Planned Parenthood, and they used to take our license plate and follow us. But you never heard that in the news, did you?
No. But,
okay,
but if you'd have done that to them, we'd have heard all about it. I'll guarantee you that.
But the thing of it is, you got to people like the reason I listen to Medved. To me, he's the elite.
Well, he is presenting their point of view. I've said that on the show before.
I know where to stay away from it. So when I hear the people on the TV talking that, I can relate to it and see how far off they go. But I tell you, Trump's got them all whipped. I don't care. I don't care if he's not a conservative, he's a dope pusher, whatever he is. He's not part of the elite, and that's why I'm voting for him.
Well, I tell you what, you and a lot of other people feel the same way. And,
because he will not disappoint me. There's nothing that can disappoint me anymore.
Well,
the American people voted for Obama twice.
Yeah.
You can't get any lower than that.
Well, you got to admit, we're sort of responsible for putting, even though we're not from Kentucky or Ohio, we're sort of responsible for putting Mitch McConnell and John Boehner in there.
Well, we
got to do something about that.
We do.
Yeah.
But again, the people like Dan Webster and Alan Grayson, these other people that are in Congress now, they selected the leadership.
Well, Dan Webster ran against Boehner, but I'll say this. The one thing we do know is that the establishment has disappointed us time and time again, right? We do know that. And this is what I think Michael Medved is missing on a number of these points. We do know that the old way of doing things has only led to great disappointment. So we're willing to take a gamble, if you want to call it that, with a different way. Because we are sick and tired of being let down, disappointed, and left out in the rain or the cold or whatever you want to call it. And so we're at least willing to try something else. And this guy, once again, he's got a, like Kelly was pointing out on his show, he has a track record. Why not give him a chance? How can we do any worse than what we've already got? And I'm not just talking about Mr. Obama. I'm talking about this group of clowns who's running the Congress on both sides. It's going to be hard, a real hard, to do worse than that. And Donald Trump ain't it. And all these folks out there worried, oh, he's going to destroy the Republican brand and all this. The Republican brand is you know what right now. And I wish I could say it. You know what it is right now. Four letters, starting with S, ending with T. That's the Republican brand. He would bring a whole new polish and shine to it. And a whole lot better smell in the process. All right, let's take a break before I get too carried away here. We got some other phone calls. We'll get to y'all after the break. Please hold on. All right, that's right. That's money, money, money. That's our man, Moby Dick, Donald Trump, moving up in the polls again. His approval rating, his likability rating, if you will, is continuing to go up, as are his poll numbers in general. And as it stands right now, if it were a head-to-head contest between he and any one of the other Republican candidates, only Ben Carson would beat Donald Trump. He beats all the rest handily, but Ben beats him pretty handily. So we got quite a contest going on. But right now, I'd like to go to the phone lines and introduce you folks to someone who has brought a great deal of relief to a lot of you folks out there. She, along with her husband, Ed, provide a great product to our listeners called Roxy Pacifics. So let me bring on to the line right now Lou Ann Roxy. Lou Ann, how are you and Ed doing tonight?
I'm doing awesome. I had no idea I was going to be on the radio.
Well, you called in, so we put you on the air. So first of all, hey, before you go any further, I just want to, on behalf of myself, personally speaking, and all of our listeners who have gotten your product, thank you so very much. You know, I've talked not often enough about the great relief that Roxy Pacifics brings me, because I still have a daytime job, still I got to pay some bills, and I'm a carpenter, so I'm out in the humid, you know, weather down here a lot. And before I found Roxy Pacifics, or you found us, I used to get these heat rashes on my chest and my stomach every summer, just like clockwork. You know, I could pretty much put it on the calendar when it would come and when it would go. I haven't had it in years since you've been sending me the great stuff. So Roxy Pacifics, folks, really does work.
You're an angel. You know what I think? What? I think when you're a blessing to people, the Lord figures out a way to bless you.
Well, he certainly has blessed you and Ed, and y'all have certainly blessed us. So it has certainly come around, and we really appreciate it. But that's not really why you called tonight, I understand.
No, I have been trying to find a book that you recommended, and if I recall correctly, it's about how the life of Jesus affects the world of business today. Does that come to mind?
Oh, that sounds like perhaps one of the authors that we had on a little while back. You know, I'll have to go back and look through our outlines and dig that out for you.
I don't want you to go to the trouble, but I've gone online. Uh-huh. There are several books like that, and I thought if I could just get the author's name or something that would cue me into that book.
Well, that's what I say. I keep all the outlines that I do for the show, and I've got them in a stack at home. So I'll go through there and find it. If you want to know what it is, I'm sure other people want to know what it is too. So I need to get that back out there.
I have several pastors and teachers I'd like to share it with, as well as for our own home. So I think we can get some ordered for him if I can just get the name of it or the author, either one.
Okay.
I think it was through Amazon, if that helps you narrow it further.
Yes, it would. Yeah, but I think I know who you're talking about, and I believe it was a couple of weeks ago. But I'll go back through the outlines and dig that out, and then we'll find out about it, and we'll talk about it more.
Okay. Oh, we're always listening to your show a day or so behind.
I want to explain to some folks that may not realize that Ed and Luann live in the San Diego area, next door to Duncan Hunter. Is actually how we met, through Duncan Hunter, because he was a guest on our show a number of times. And how is former Congressman Hunter doing?
He's doing beautifully. He's retired. He spent a lot of time in Texas with his son. And we went over to their house yesterday to celebrate his wife's birthday. They're having a cool cake idea. Do you want to hear it?
Well, if you'll stay through the break, I've got to take a break, but if you don't mind waiting through the break, okay?
No.
All right. Okay. All right. We're talking with Lou Ann Roxy. She's going to stay with us through the break. And by the way, folks, Roxy Pacifics is great stuff. If you have not gotten a free bottle, I tell you what, here's an opportunity. Lou Ann would love for you to call us right now at 407-774. Do we have another line open? I see we have. Okay, we do have one line open. So if you'd like a free bottle, call right now, 407-774-8255. If you have not gotten one, you can get one.
Is your pet a member of your family? Hi, I'm Dr. Lisa Matagrano of Westmont Animal Clinic, where we feel the same way. Westmont is a full-service animal hospital in Altamont Springs, offering everything from preventive care to complex surgeries. Have more than one pet? Bring them in together for our multi-pet discount. Are you struggling to resolve a medical problem with your current vet? Inquire about our free second opinion. I promise that at every visit, we'll provide a treatment plan that works for you and your pet. Call Westmont Animal Clinic today at 407-862-6892 and tell us Mr. Hart sent you. That's 407-862-6892.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather forecast.
Partly cloudy with a shower or a thunderstorm around tonight, low 74. Clouds and sunshine with a shower or a thunderstorm tomorrow, high 90. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 73. A mix of sun and clouds with a shower or a thunderstorm on Sunday, high 89. I'm Jonathan Reed for FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
That's right, folks. Welcome back to the show. And Roxy Astor has some Roxy Pacifics for those rug burns she gets from wrestling on the mat there. All right, so welcome back to the show. I am Christopher Hart. It is Labor Day weekend eve, and real quickly, a program note, we will be taking the whole weekend off. We'll be off Sunday night and Monday night, so we won't be back until Tuesday. Do a little R&R. I hope you'll do the same, and we'll miss you, but we'll be back, so just hang in there. All right, once again, we are here, and we are live, so you can be a part of the show as we come to you on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, 407-774-8255 is the number. Camillo has taken advantage of the free bottle of Roxy. We're going to get to his phone call in just a moment. But for right now, I have Lou Ann Roxy of Roxy Pacifics on the line with us. And by the way, folks, you can find out more about their product and see the great deals they have. They're constantly having free shipping, or buy a big bottle, get a smaller bottle free, all kinds of great deals at skinfix.us. Like I say, if you want to fix your skin, go to skinfix.us. Even if you don't want to keep your skin fixed, go to skinfix.us. If you got great skin, this will help keep it that way. So, Lou Ann, you were going to tell us about Duncan Hunter's wife's birthday party yesterday. First of all, what is her name?
Gwen.
Gwen?
Lynn.
Oh, Lynn. Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah. One of my friends here in Orlando, Rita, she listens to the show all the time. She's listening right now. Her birthday was yesterday, too. They're going to celebrate it over the weekend. So tell us what happened.
The Hunter family has a traditional cake, and it came from their dad's idea, R.O. Hunter, Robert O. Hunter. They cut an angel food cake in half horizontally to make two layers. They put ice cream around the top of the first layer, plop on the second layer, fill around with more ice cream, and then put gumdrops and M&Ms and sprinkles, and fill the whole thing with whipped cream and cut it, and it takes about a minute to make it.
Oh, boy, it sounds delicious, though, I'll tell you that. Now, all of a sudden, you want me to, I've got this craving for angel food cake. That's fantastic. Well, you know, Duncan Hunter's son, Duncan Hunter, is it junior, or I believe, is it the third or the junior? The one who's
a lot
in,
of people call.
The Duncan Hunter who's in Congress right now.
Right. And his middle name is Dwayne. So his name is Duncan Dwayne, or Duncan D. Hunter, and the congressman that lives near us is Duncan L. Hunter, or Duncan Lee Hunter.
Right.
So they're not actually senior and junior, but a lot of people call them that.
Right, right. Well, I know Dwayne Duncan D is doing a fantastic job in Congress right now, and his father did a great job in Congress while he was there. Of course, he was on the Armed Services Committee. He wrote a great book, Victory in Iraq. We did win in Iraq. Unfortunately, this president gave it away, and we now see the horrors that have been created because of that. But you got great neighbors there, and Ed and you, we love you so very much. And once again, you have brought great relief to so many of our listeners, and I can't thank you enough for that.
Boy. We're delighted.
Well, okay. Well, I've got another list. I'll be emailing you tonight or in the morning for some more winners.
Thank you, Chris. I hope you guys have an awesome and safe Labor Day weekend.
And the same to you and Ed. And give Ed a big hug and kiss for me, will you?
You got it.
I love it. Thank you, Lou Ann. God bless y'all. And once again, Roxy Pacific stuff. I mean, folks, is great stuff, and I really do recommend this. And this, I'm speaking from the heart here, no pun intended. You need a bottle for at home, and you need a bottle to take with you, because you never know when you're going to get that little nick or scratch, or maybe even have a scratchy throat. I tell you, I use it on my throat all the time, and it works every time. All right, so let's go to now Kelly. And Kelly, I heard you. I heard you telling him.
You did. Oh, good. And I don't think I got half of what I was saying in, because I think we were up on a break and he had to cut me off.
Yeah, were. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the main thing, I don't understand why a guy who's created thousands of jobs in the private sector would not be a good option for creating jobs in the private sector. Does he prefer a government bureaucrat to do that?
Well, see, that's the whole point. I think, and I, you know, I would have argued this with Michael Medved. I would have said, first of all, Mike, are you trying to tell me that government creates jobs? And then he would have said, well, no. I said, people in the private sector create jobs, right? Yes. Well, then they know what it takes to create jobs, do they not? Yes. Well, then they would know from being on the government side how they could get government out of the way. You see, the main thing that problem we have with government is that government is simply just in the way. Everywhere you turn, there's government to restrict you, fine you, or you know, whatever, fee you. And so he would know how to basically move government out of way so that the private sector would create the jobs. I mean, these government guys, they just don't understand. No government official, no government office, no government program has ever created a job unless it was for government itself. And that's the last thing we need right now. But I thought you did an excellent job.
Thank you. And I think you should call MedVed and come at him, because a lot of his callers, you know, they really try, but they aren't professional talk show hosts, and he kind of trips them up. But the other thing was that
that's an idea.
He was talking about foreign policy and what would you do if this happened, if that happened. And Trump said, I'm not going to tell you. And you know what? I really appreciate that, because I'm sick and tired of a president that says, oh, by the way, we're going to leave Iraq on this date at this time in this year. I mean, you know,
well,
everything we're going to do.
Actually, it's pretty smart, too, especially at this point in the campaign, because so much will change between now and next year when it's really full blown. And anything he commits to now could be used against him possibly in the future. But nonetheless, his policy of, look, I will pick the right people, I will listen to them, and I will give them the implements that they need to be successful. And,
amen.
And
that's
see,
what we want.
See, what we want, and I kind of heard this from another caller to Medved. He was trying to get through to him, too, and that was that Trump knows how to deal with situations. He can think critically. He can think on his feet. He can deal with problems as they come. And it, as opposed to a politician who has to be told by a pollster, for instance, where he needs to stand on an issue, that is not going to happen with Donald Trump, much to a lot of people's chagrin. It will not. And that's what we need. So,
and can I just say one more thing?
Indeed.
Louis Gohmert, who the Republicans desperately want him out of office.
Yeah.
He has said he will not run for re-election if the Republicans will just treat this Iran deal as a treaty. He said, I'll get out of your hair.
Yeah.
And Boehner He said Boehner calls him a poop head when he sees it, but it's a word that begins with S and ends with P.
Yeah,
so
I know.
So Boehner is such a child.
Well, he is.
What he did to Dan Webster, and I know he's a drunk. I remember because the 2009 Tea Party we had at City Hall when Boehner was there, he was at the Bohemian slamming down the drinks. Then he got up to speak, and he was slurring, and that was my first indicator.
You sure?
He's got an alcohol problem.
You sure that wasn't Morgan? No, I'm teasing, but
anyway,
of course, you know,
he's childish.
Kelly is referring to, this was revealed as part of one of the Clinton email dumps, some of the saucier gossip. But certainly, yeah, he's got a reputation of bending his elbow pretty seriously. And certainly that would, you know, complicate his being able to think clearly. And there's no question about it. And but yeah, you know, once again, you know, the establishment can only see itself the way it wants it to be seen. And so they don't see the things the way we see, and they don't see themselves the way we see them. But I'd rather be outside looking at them than inside, you know, trying to figure out what I look like. So,
thank you so much for giving us a voice, and I love your show.
Okay. And, I'll take that into consideration. Your suggestion about Michael Medved could be great.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great for both of our shows.
Yeah. And I think you could stump him because, you know, you've been doing this a lot longer, and the people know what they think, but they just,
yeah,
this isn't coming out right, and Michael's too sharp and too quick for him.
You know, well, I don't know that I would stump him, but I think I'd give him a pretty good go for his money.
Yeah, you would.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you
for your confidence,
bye-bye.
And we appreciate you being out there. All right, let's go now to Camillo. Camillo, thank you for being out there. I appreciate you I'm sorry?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for calling, and thanks for holding.
No, absolutely. Well, I just wanted to put in my two cents about the whole Donald Trump phenomenon.
Yes.
And like I was telling you when we first spoke, I hate the establishment. I really think they've done us a really great deal of damage to this country.
Yep.
So by no means I'd like to elect an establishment Republican. I personally like Rand Paul philosophically and the ideas that he puts forth.
Yeah.
But with respect to Trump, the problem I have with him is he comes across like a person that wants to win at all costs, even if that means to hurt the opponent or the person that he's negotiating with. Like he would win, you know, at the detriment of the others. And I think the free market, which is what we want, you know, is an interaction of free people where they both parties, and they get something out of the deal. And he's demonstrated that by his record that he's very unethical when it comes to winning. Because he has filed for bankruptcy, what he calls a strategic, you know, filings for bankruptcy. It means to dishonor a contract.
Right.
He has used eminent domain, meaning the power of government to take people's property away from them for personal gain, not for public work, for example. You know, and he is the person, he himself has said it, I've bought many politicians from the left and the right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's told us that he is the puppeteer behind the puppet.
Well, I think when
this year he just said, look, I'm tired of handling the puppets. I'll do it myself. So I think that's what people have to think about it. This is the guy who's been used to buying any politician for any amount of money. And
I think, first of all, you said a lot, and I hope I can remember enough of what you said to respond to it. But let me start where your last point there, in terms of buying off politicians. What he is telling us when he reveals that is that this is how the game is played, and it's a lousy game. It's a lousy set of rules. I had to play by these rules, and I don't like it. Is what I believe he's saying. What he's saying is this is the kind of thing that has brought America down. This is what we need to do away with. I've seen the game. I've played the games, what he's saying, and the rules are stacked. The rules are wrong. We need to change the rules. And I kind of look at this, you know, when the FBI arrests sometimes a real sophisticated criminal, they oftentimes end up hiring them. And the reason they do that is to help them solve similar crimes. In other words, help them untangle things. So a person who's been on the inside playing the game and coming out and admitting how dirty it is, to me, is a positive thing, not necessarily a negative thing. And in terms of, now, what was your first point?
Well, the first point that I was trying to make is that he is unethical in the way he's.
Okay, all right. Can I respond to that? First of all, he does not have a reputation in negotiating deals with people as being overly ruthless or unethical. I believe if there were people out there who felt like they had been unfairly treated by him in a business deal, would have come forward by now. If they haven't, they soon will be. I'll guarantee you that. But having said that, yeah, he did take advantage of the bankruptcy laws, and in doing so, he kept businesses operating and he kept a lot of people working. Now, some people did lose their jobs, but not everyone. And if the places had gone out of business, everyone would have lost their jobs. And once again, he understands the complexities and the, if you will, the difficulties of what it takes to do business in today's United States of America. And he understands it from the inside. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. And he has a quiet but definitely a reputation of helping people out. We told you earlier this week about an incident where he was evidently stranded on the road somewhere and a couple stopped to help him out. And he got their information. They both went their separate ways. Lo and behold, he paid off the couple's mortgage. And that's the kind of thing he does. It came out on MSNBC this morning. Somebody came to him and said, listen, I know this Hispanic man. He's a great fella. He doesn't speak English, and he needs a job. Is there anything you can do for him? Trump said, I'll hire him on one condition. He learns to speak English. And he said the guy still works for him. According to the people on MSNBC, he's got an excellent paying job. And even though he's not, he's not all that eloquent, he's speaking English. I understand where you're coming from, and I understand your misgivings and your doubt. But let me just say that having a guy who has played the dirty game come out and say, I know how it's played, is not necessarily a bad thing. But, Camille, I want to thank you for calling, and I'm glad you got a bottle of Roxy Pacifics, and I want you to promise me you'll call me back and tell me how you like it.
If I can just say one other thing real quick.
You sure can.
Okay. Well, I just was thinking that you were saying how he understands business and how difficult government makes it for small businesses to do it without the with the regulatory.
Small and large. Small right. And large, yes.
Well, that is the product of many big corporations, which he is, he has played a part in that, in colluding with the government to write precisely these regulations to make sure small competitors cannot compete. So he's no small business owner telling you, I've struggled all my life to build my business. No, he is a large business who buys politicians to put the rules in place. So he doesn't have, but he has it easier.
Well, you just said the thing you just said in that last sentence about the politicians putting the rules in place. That ultimately is where we can make the difference. And the corporations are playing by the same set of rules that he played by. And you're right. They're stacked against small business. There's no question about it. But for a fellow like this in that position to come out and make that admission and say, now I want to help do something about it, I think is a promising sign. But once again, I want to thank you for calling, and please do call back. Okay.
Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Did we go right to a break? All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. Get your tickets to paradise. Go to vacationtravelplanners.com and take our Come Sail Away With Me cruise with us, departing November 13th from Port Canaveral for a 3-night Bahamian cruise. That's right, folks. So come on out and join us, and go to vacationtravelplanners.com or give Mara Lee a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. 77, and I believe that Cruz is departing 10 weeks from today. All right, this is going to be a real short break, so just real quick. Don't forget our spaghetti challenge, which is coming up on the 28th of this month. That's a Monday. We'll do a live remote broadcast at Cafe Positano. Please come out and join us for that. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. And don't forget to put this on your calendar, too. That's going to be a big weekend, because on the 26th and the 27th, Pastor Rafael Cruz is going to be in town, and he's going to be giving three exclusive engagements. And you do need to make your reservations to get in. Saturday, 6 p.m., and Sunday at 9:30 a.m., he will be at the Aloma Church on 436 in Winter Park. And then Sunday, that same Sunday at noon, he will be at the Tuscarawas Country Club, and you're invited to have lunch with him. $25 for lunch. The Aloma Church appearances will be free, but you have to register. Go to golifa.com. That's G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Golifa.com, or go to Eventbrite. And this is being sponsored by LIFA. Amapola Hansberger and Chris Kassler are doing a great job there. And there are a whole lot of Latinos who do like Donald Trump a whole lot. And they like Ted Cruz, and they love Rafael Cruz. Please come out and join us. We'll be right back. Labor Day weekend eve, and I'm ready for it. That's right. Thank God it's Friday. Thank God it's Labor Day weekend. And thank God we are here, and we are live in the alternate studio down the hall from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. But you are in the right place, because you have the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show coming to you once again, as I said, just as live as we can be on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Nick LoCicero is again on the battle bridge. He's got the controls in hand, and he can man those phones all at the same time. 407-774-8255 is the number. I, of course, am Christopher Hart, joined in the studio now by two lovely ladies. First, I got Marilee of Vacation Travel Planners in the studio. We'll be talking about our Come Sail Away With Me cruise here shortly.
Who's ready to travel?
Yeah, that's right. Who's ready to travel? All right. And also in the studio with me is Kathy Santomassino, and she is a great help to the American Adversaries behind the scenes. She's a producer. She gets guests, and she edits our Intel Brief / newsletter. Kathy, are you ready for the weekend?
I am ready to party. Happy Labor Day, Orlando.
All right, so we are in good shape here tonight. We will be talking about the cruise and stuff, our spaghetti eating challenge here in a few minutes. But in the first hour of the show, I was complimenting one of our listeners, Kelly, who, by the way, is a member of the American Adversaries Army. Thank you very much to her and you other members of the Army. And she was a caller to Michael Medved's show, his national show, a short time ago. And she engaged him in conversation over Donald Trump. And her point to him was, this man has done it. He's an accomplished man, in particular creating jobs. He knows how to create jobs. And Michael Medved's point was, well, he granted that he has done it quite successfully in the private sector. But can he do it from the government side? And my argument is, and he was sort of pressing Kelly for specifics, but before she had a chance to make her case, time ran out, and they had to go their separate ways, so to speak. But first of all, I think Kelly did a great job. Her point was that, yeah, he's done it. He knows how to do it, and he knows, as I was saying earlier in the show, he knows what government is doing to keep jobs from being created or send jobs elsewhere. And he has talked about a number of things that are specific as to what he would do about creating jobs. So I want to just take a few minutes while we have it here to talk about creating jobs Trump style. And in essence, it all has to do with Trump would prime the pump. And what I mean by that is Trump is smart enough to understand that government doesn't create jobs. The only jobs government creates are government regulators and government officials. It does not create jobs in the private sector. What government does is create the conditions that are either conducive to creating jobs or not so conducive to creating jobs. What we have now are conditions that are not so conducive to creating jobs. This is what Donald Trump understands. He would make the changes to making the economy conducive once again to creating jobs. Now, he's made a big deal about trade policy, you know, when he's talking about the Chinese taking us to the cleaners. Before that, it was the Japanese. And so obviously he would want to do something about trade. And a lot of people, oh, he's going to start a trade war. We're going to have tariffs and all this. Well, we need to do something different. And being tough with our trading partners who take advantage of us is called for, well, then that's what we're going to have to do. That or just settle into being taken advantage of and being fine with that. And I suppose a lot of people in the establishment are fine with that. The only problem is the rest of us aren't. Because what is fine for them is joblessness for us. All right, so other than dealing with trade policy, which he's talked about a lot, he's also mentioned a number of other things in various interviews and conversations, maybe not all at one time, but at various times he has talked about these things. He would lower taxes. First and foremost, he has talked about this. He would lower the corporate tax rate because he talked about, as we've talked about on this show, corporations don't pay taxes. They collect taxes. He has said this. You would lower the corporate tax rate, and in particular on that money that's sitting in bank accounts around the world, to entice it to come back into the United States. If you have capital coming back into the United States, the jobs will follow. So you lower taxes. That's his first pillar. He's talked about stopping spending. I call it capping spending. In other words, stop spending where you're spending. Well, just these levels are what spending will be for the next number of years. There will be no increases and no cuts. So they won't. The Democrats won't be able to say there are drastic cuts. Of course, they'll try, but the argument is much simpler to say we are going to cap spending than to say we are going to slow the growth of spending. That's much more complicated to explain and understanding. People understand when you say cap spending, that means you don't go any higher. You don't talk about slowing the growth or something like that. You cap spending, what he would do. He has also talked about cutting regulations. This is something we talked about a little bit in the first hour. He understands that government is a constricting force right now on the economy. It is strangling the economy. It is sucking the lifeblood out of the economy. He would turn that around. And I guarantee you, now this I have not heard him say specifically, but I'd bet a dime to a dollar that he would sign Keystone Pipeline into business. Now, the problem with Keystone Pipeline right now happens to be I'm not so sure the Canadians would want to build it right now with the price of oil. You know, we may have to wait a while on those jobs because the rest of the economy is so lousy now. It doesn't make sense almost anymore to build the Keystone Pipeline. It will again. It will at some point again. I guarantee you that. But perhaps not right now. So those are some of the things that he has already talked about. They are specific enough about how to create jobs and bring jobs back into the United States of America. So it's not all that complicated. People like Michael Medved, who are very smart individuals, would like us to believe that it's going to take a rocket scientist or something of the like in order to get us out of this mess. No, it's not.
Chris, you know what we need?
What?
We don't need a president. We need an efficiency expert. And Donald Trump fits the bill.
Well, that's part of the job of being a president. It needs to be anyway. Because if this government is anything, it is totally and absolutely inefficient. And in that is our tax money going out the door, out the window, right, along with jobs and the rest of our wealth as we transfer it to other nations around the world. And I'm here to tell you, they don't need it anymore. There may have been a time when we needed to be transferring our wealth around the world. Well, that was before. It is time now to bring that wealth back to the United States of America. And I'll guarantee you this, as soon as we do this, the rest of the world will benefit from it. And I'll guarantee you this, too, that if Donald Trump is president, the rest of the world will come a-calling. I guarantee you that. And they won't be coming to call to take advantage. They will be coming to ask favors. They will be coming to say, what can we do to help? Because they will know that a new world order, if you will, is in store. And that new world order will be based on more wealth for the middle class, more wealth for the people who are doing so poorly right now because we have an economy that is strangling us and not feeding us. So, should I ever take up the conversation with Michael Medved? Michael, if you're out there listening, and sometimes I think you are, prepare yourself. All right. So, as I said, we are live. It is Labor Day Eve weekend, and the Blue Darters are playing the Edgewater Eagles tonight. And you can listen to that game. It's great high school football and called by a couple of great guys, Roger Franklin Williams and Joe Ferrero. They'll be calling the game on one of our sister stations, 1520 WBZW. And that'll start as soon as we go off the air. They go on the air with the pregame show at 7 o'clock. So please do take advantage of that. And also, please do take advantage of joining the American Adversaries Army, because you may be able to go on our Come Sail Away With Me cruise for free. And this thing's booking up, isn't it, Mary Lee?
Yes, it is.
And it departs November the 13th. You still have time to get tickets. However, we can't guarantee the ticket prices. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back from the break. But you still can get tickets. And the best way to do that, of course, is go to Mary Lee's website or call her. And her website's vacationtravelplanners.com. And her phone number is 321-251-4777. And if you can't make it on this cruise, but you like the cruise or you just like to vacation and travel, this woman can help you out. And if you go to vacationtravelplanners.com and sign up, she'll send you updates and alerts all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can even get a great vacation travel planner book, can't they?
Yes, they can. Twice a year.
And you, by just going to your website, you sign up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or once again, by calling her at 321-251-4777. All right, we'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about our cruise. We'll talk a little bit about our spaghetti eating contest. And we'll talk about 5 years. That's right, folks.
Woo! Tomorrow's official day, September 5th.
That's right. 5 years in. That's right. Okay, so don't go away. We inmates will be right back. Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, a little blinding me with science going on there. John L. Casey will be in later on in the month, and definitely want you to tune in for that. All right, in the studio, we have Mary Lee of Vacation Travel Planners and Kathy Santomassino of ASAP.
Woohoo!
And that's risk management, right?
Yeah, I primarily focus on drug testing, background check safety, and making a workplace safe by doing things that you should be doing anyway.
Right.
And I always tell my clients, you're only as good as the people that you hire. They're the backbone of the company. And if they're doing drugs, look out for, usually self-inflicted injuries are getting more and more popular, where the employee will injure him or herself to get workers' comp benefits.
Huh.
And another big one is theft. That seems to be on the rise. And if you're not drug testing, the job applicant is going to go to a company that is.
All right.
Okay.
So you can call Kathy at?
Okay, 407-702-9511 is my cell, or you can call me. I actually still have a landline, 407-774-7554. A lot of sevens and a lot of fives.
774-7554. Okay. And Marilee, of course, you can reach her at vacationtravelplanners.com and at 321-251-4777. And our cruise, now August 30th was the last day people could book it at the guaranteed price. Can they still perhaps get those prices, or have they already gone up?
Actually, as of this afternoon, they were still there.
Okay.
But I did get a notice from Royal Caribbean saying, you know, even, you know, final payment is due August 30th. And I'm like, well, you're just sending this to me now. But
right.
As of right now, their person hasn't gone in. So I can still go ahead and book it in at those rates, which I would highly suggest doing because I don't know if they're going to change it over the weekend or maybe by the beginning of next week.
It's a minute-to-minute thing.
Exactly.
The cruise, once they get the demand, the price you can guarantee will go up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to, for instance, for an interior cabin for $229, you can get an interior cabin, but you better grab it because that price, I guarantee you, at some point will go up. The only question is not if, but when.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want an ocean view, those are $269?
Yes.
$269. And you cannot beat those prices, folks. And the ocean view is a nice big picture window. And so for $40 extra, you're really stepping up. But the interior cabins are beautiful, too. They're very spacious, and they're in a nice part of the ship. You're not down in the bowels, so to speak. All right. Well, I see Tim, who's going on the cruise, is on the line. Tim, how you doing? How many days, Tim?
Well, you said 7 weeks, but or 10 weeks, but my calendar shows 71 days. So
71 days. All right. 71 days it is.
Woo-hoo!
I want to remind everybody that they need to have the mini bottle of Roxy Pacifics when they go because they can't bring the big bottle on board. It's just like going on the airlines. You got to have all little bottles and stuff.
Well, I didn't know that. That's a good tip.
I didn't either.
Yeah, and of course, Roxy Pacifics is great if you happen to get a little too much sun,
right?
For sunburn or any other, you know, skin, you know. So, yeah, that's a great idea. Great idea, Tim.
So anyways, I have found a website called Port Canaveral Webcam. And this afternoon at 4 o'clock, I watched the ecstasy of the sea pull away from the dock and travel out the port going towards open sea.
Wow, that's cool. Now, and of course, that's the ship we're going to sail on, right?
Right. That ship went completely left to right to the middle of the canal, and then it started traveling east to get to the open water. But totally left to right. It didn't back up. It didn't go forward. It just went totally left to right. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, they have what they call thrusters in the hull of the ships nowadays.
Right.
They can just sit there and spin around in a circle if they would want to.
Yeah, they do. It's crazy.
Yeah. So tomorrow morning, if I get up at 5:30, I can go to that same website, and down at the bottom, I can push Nassau, okay?
And see the ship come in?
And I can see the ship arriving at Nassau.
You like that. Well, you better watch out, because now your wife will be able to keep an eye on you when you go on that cruise.
Well, I'm amazed at how many people wave at the camera. They know it's there.
Really?
They do. Yeah, they do. And they bring banners on board, too. So we need to get an American Adversaries banner that we can hold over the side and wave at the camera. And this way, anybody who's watching us who didn't decide to go with us can say, hey, we're on board. Hi.
Here we are.
Great. And we'll have to go to the back of the ship to hold that banner because that's what they're showing, the back of the ship.
Right. What's that website again?
What's that?
What's the website again, you said?
It's called Port Canaveral Webcam.
Yeah. PortCanaveralWebcam.com.
Right.
But if you go way down to the bottom, you can get Port Miami, you get Fort Lauderdale, Port Everglades, you can get Nassau, you can get Bermuda, you can get to all the places, Aruba, all the places the ships stop. And it shows all the ships, not just Royal Caribbean, but
Of course.
Yeah, they pan and they'll zoom in. If they know that you have, especially if they know if you have a banner, they'll zoom in on your banner.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's cool. Once again, it's Port Canaveral what?
Webcam.
Port Canaveral Webcam.com.
Right.
All right. All right.
So that's the travel tip for the day.
All right. It's a great one, too, Tim. Thanks for being with us.
Roxy and the web.
You got it. Two great tips. All right. We'll talk to you next week. All right, once again, Tim is going on the cruise. If you would like to go on a cruise and book in a terrific price, call Merrill Lee tonight or visit her website, 321-251-4777, and it is going to be a whole lot of fun. And we got a nice crowd already, and, you know, we still got room for more, so please do join us. And, you know, we had a lady call last night, Cynthia, who was Rachel Cohen's friend. Rachel was on the show again. And she just got back from Israel, and she heard your commercial, and she said, tell everybody out there that is a great price for a trip to Israel. Please tell us about it real quick.
January 18th to the 27th, basically a 10-day trip, $27.98, including your airfare from Newark. And then if you want the airfare extension from Orlando, it's $2.98 additional, but that's your round-trip airfare, your hotel for the entire time. Breakfast and dinner daily, all your guided tours, several stops, you know, all throughout, and admissions to those places, all included.
And that's for just a little over $3,000. That will get you from Orlando to Israel and back.
Yes.
10-day tour of the Holy Land. That is fantastic.
That is so inexpensive. I can't believe it.
All right. I can't believe we're out of time.
I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Oh, and away we go. There we go with the show. All right. Welcome back, folks. That's right. You got the American adversaries as we're preparing for a long Labor Day weekend. I hope you are as well. And I hope you have a safe, restful, and productive one. And once again, we're going to be taking Sunday night off and Monday afternoon as well. But we will be back, hopefully, refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to go live at 5 on Tuesday. Real quick, Hugh Hewitt is going to be one of the moderators for the upcoming debate on September 16th, 2 weeks from this past Wednesday, being hosted by Salem Media Group and CNN, and will be held at the Reagan Library. It evidently is now going to have 11 people on stage. Well, last night, Hugh Hewitt was interviewing Donald Trump and tried to pin him down on identifying terrorists like al-Baghdadi. That's Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And perhaps maybe Mr. Trump should listen to our show a little bit more. He would have known, of course, who Abba, and he did know some of them, but he didn't go down that road. He was asked about Baghdadi. He was asked about Zawahiri. He was asked about Soleimani. That he has the nickname of Supermani. We've talked about him on this show a number of times. He's the head of the Iranian Quds Force, and the Quds Force is somewhere between their special forces and their CIA, if you will. And Donald Trump said, I'm not going to, no, I don't know who they are. I'm not going to go down that road. He later on, he called Hugh Hewitt a radio announcer or something like
second
that.
Second rate
radio announcer. That's right. No, he's first rate. I'm second rate down here. But, and then there's the, you know, there was speculation this morning, maybe this is what it's going to be, you know, that's going to bring him down. And once again, the guy is Moby Dick. And I'm not saying that Hugh Hewitt is another Ahab, because I don't think that was Hugh Hewitt's point. I don't think Hugh Hewitt has been as vocal, if you will, in opposition to Trump's candidacy. Even the idea of Trump running as a Republican seems to totally turn off the likes of Michael Medved and George Will and others like themselves. As though a very successful businessman has no business running in the party that's supposed to be for business, right? Duh. Mm-hmm. But this is where we are. But no, this isn't going to hurt Trump. Once again, at this stage of the campaign, I don't expect him to know all of the bad guys out there. And one thing that he did say today, and that is that whoever these guys are, most of them probably aren't going to be there, but somebody else will be there in their place. It's not so much important to know who their names are as to what's going on and what these people are doing. The attempt, once again, to play a little bit of gotcha, I don't think is going to work here. I mean, it didn't bring down George W. Bush when he was asked, I think, did he know who the leader of Ukraine was or something like that at the mm-hmm. time? I forget what it was, but he was asked, and he didn't know who the leader was. Once again, it's at this stage of the game, in particular with the campaign, those little details, if you will, aren't as important as the man's approach to problem solving. If you really want to look at it like this, the situation in the Middle East is just a very huge problem, right? It's a problem, and it needs solving. Does the man who that we look to solve it have to have every little detail of the plan and know all of the names of all the players? No. He simply has to have the vision and the support of the people that he can give to the military so that they can get the job done. It's more important that he can sell his policies to the public than that he knows the names of the people who will be implementing them.
And, Chris, he's going to surround himself with brilliant people in his cabinet.
Well, one thing
that's part of it is who he decides to bring on board with him will also make it successful in the Middle East or not.
Well, that's,
and I think the fact that he names these guys terrorists is already advanced compared to Obama's administration.
Oh,
they're not naming these SOBs by what they really are. They're terrorists. Let's call them what they are and not sugarcoat it, right?
And that's what he does. He puts it right out there. And so it's not, once again, it's not important to me that he knows them personally by name. It's more important that he knows in general who they are and what they are doing and that he talks about it. Once again, if you listen to the people in this campaign, and I'm talking about on both sides, Democrat and Republican, he's the only one that I have heard talking about people and Christians getting their heads whacked off repeatedly in interviews. Now, Ted Cruz talks about it occasionally, but he doesn't sort of go out of his way to bring it up like Donald Trump does. If you notice, he more or less goes out of his way to bring these things up, to bring them into focus. He doesn't wait for somebody to ask him about it. And this is, to me, it shows that he can see the big picture. He can have the vision. And small-minded thinking people who can't, we'll criticize him.
I think Donald Trump is not afraid of conflict. And that's what I like about him. Whereas Obama cowers.
Well,
he's afraid of confrontation. He's afraid of getting involved. And I think the Donald, if anything, will be bold and brash and he'll get the job done. It'll be one of those things where we wake up in the morning and there's been a nuclear attack on one of those Middle Eastern provinces. That's how he's going to get the job done.
Well, that may be so. I'm not so sure about that. But once again, I believe he will leave it up to the military. And we have enough conventional military capabilities until these Middle Eastern nations get nuclear weapons. As long as they don't, we have the conventional capabilities, even with our decimated military now, to go in there and at least stop the progress and then rebuild our military and go in there and take care of business. But if we keep messing around, it won't be long before our conventional forces will be obsolete. The Chinese are already bragging that they have an anti-aircraft carrier missile. If they ever sink one of our aircraft carriers, we will no longer be a world superpower.
And, Chris, the Chinese, some of their warships were in U.S. waters.
Yeah, we talked about that on the show yesterday. They were in the Bering Sea within 12 miles of the U.S. coast. In other words, they got right up to the international water line, if you will. And three warships, a support ship, and an amphibious landing ship. So obviously they're sort of tweaking our nose. And once again, it's because this president is weak. Now, that's not to say that they wouldn't maybe try something like that with Trump, but Trump would back him down.
Mm-hmm.
He would do something to show his attention to the problem. And so what we have is a number of problems. If you want to sort of look at it this way, and I think it would be helpful to, The Middle East is a huge problem. The drug trafficking and illegal immigration into this country is a huge problem. The lack of jobs and the lackluster economic performance is a huge problem. So what we need is a problem solver, or they used to call these guys troubleshooters. You ever remember that phrase, troubleshooter?
Yes.
You bring in a troubleshooter. What he does is he knows how things work, usually because he's been on the inside. Like Donald Trump, what we were talking about with the caller earlier in the show. Yeah, he's been on the inside. Yeah, he paid him off. He knows how it works. So if you want a troubleshooter, that's the guy you need, not some academic or something like that. You bring in the troubleshooter. He figures out the problem, and either he fixes it or he tells you how to fix it. And he doesn't have to know anything other than that there's a problem that you need solved. You give him the problem, he solves it. He gets it solved. And that's where we're at now. We have these huge problems. We need a troubleshooter, a problem solver, if you will. And if anything, and I think the bankruptcy cases demonstrate this with Donald Trump, he's a problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Absolutely.
If you're in bankruptcy, you got a problem.
Right.
And these were companies that he had bought into that he didn't negotiate the deals to begin with. He, like he's talking about with this Iranian thing, he took the contracts he was given, and through the bankruptcy courts, he renegotiated those contracts that were more conducive to somebody actually running a successful business.
That's why I refer to him as an efficiency expert. He would be the guy to clean house, to minimize government, and to make sure that we don't have people asleep at the wheel, not doing their job, and eliminate agencies like Homeland Security, Department of Education, and FEMA. They're not working. We need to revamp these agencies.
Well, those things would be great. Those would be the more difficult achievements, eliminating agencies. But certainly through executive action alone, he could put great barriers in their way, just as they put great barriers in our way. He would turn the tables on them. And yeah, he would demand results. He would demand accountability.
Like the IRS.
Exactly. What he would do more than I think anything else is he would bring a different mindset, not just to government and then and into the White House, but amongst the people in the nation. A mindset that we can get results and we should, more importantly, demand results and not accept incompetence.
Or substandard. That's where we're at right now.
Exactly.
We've kind of accepted the status quo, and we've basically surrendered our ability to be great.
Voluntarily. That's the bad news.
Right.
The good news is, with a change of mindset, we can snatch it back. And that's what, to me, is the most promising thing about his campaign. And to a lesser extent, but perhaps the same thing with Carson and Fiorina, and even maybe a little bit even lesser extent to Ted Cruz, is that they will bring a whole different mindset to governing, a whole different approach that does. Once again, it's based on results. It's based on accountability. It's based on actually getting things done, not just
like a merit system. I don't think that would be such a bad idea as creating a merit system within government. You're not doing a good job, you're terminated. Or as Donald would say, you're fired.
Once again, that would be great if possible. With the public unions, that would be very difficult. But nonetheless, simply by starting with a different mindset that looks at things in that perspective, from that, you know, angle, so to speak, that begins the process of making it actually eventually happen. And in that, we begin to turn around and we grow and we become great again. And once again, you know, the world will come to us and they will want to be in our favor when they see that we are on track to becoming strong and prosperous and powerful again. They will come calling. For the most part, and not all nations are going to come calling and begging, but many of them will. And what they're going to be calling and begging about is, we want a piece of this too. We want to be a part of all this too. How can we help? What can we do, Mr. Trump? I tell you, success breeds
More success.
And friendships. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have one more segment. Then we'll have 5 years of the American Adversaries in the can. That's right, folks. We can take that trip and go so far from here all the way down to the Bahamas. And if you can't go, you can watch us at PortCanaveralWebcam.com. But that's right. Our Come Sail Away With Me cruise departs 71 days.
Yes.
And that's from Port Canaveral. And I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be fun.
And, folks, you can still join us on that cruise. And for the time being, anyway, and we can't guarantee this, it really is a minute-to-minute thing, certainly day-to-day. But eventually the cruise line will raise the ticket prices on our cabins. But you can still get them for the base price that Merrilee locked in a while back. Even though it's not locked in, as long as it's still good, you can get the price. $229 for an interior cabin for a mm-hmm. three-night cruise. Mm-hmm. That's per person, double occupancy, and then $269 for an ocean view cabin. For two of you, for $500, that's a great cruise, folks.
Yeah, all your meals, all your activities on board, all your entertainment, that's all included.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to have a great time. That's a great time of year to be on a cruise. The weather will be mild.
Oh, yeah. Weather's nice down there.
Oh, absolutely. So please come and join us. And if you can't make that cruise and you want to go cruising some other time, some other place, Merrilee can certainly help you with that. Or if you'd like to take that trip to Israel you've always wanted to do, mm-hmm. you cannot beat the price that Merrilee is offering with a round-trip ticket to Newark, which is where you fly to Israel from. She can get you there and back for just a little over $3,000, a 10-day
trip
in the Holy Land. That's breakfast and dinner and all your tours and everything packages included in that. Can't beat that price.
Jam-packed, too.
Can't beat that price. And we're going to try to set it up where you can meet Abe Katzman.
Over there.
Maybe you guys can be with him at midnight when he does his show, when he does our show with us over there. But, yeah, that's coming up in January, right?
Yes, January 18th.
Is there a cutoff day when people have to book it?
As long as, right now it's October 5th, but as long as we still have space after that date, we can still take reservations.
Okay.
So.
But once again, it's a situation where if you want to be sure of going on that trip, get in before October the 5th.
Correct.
Okay. And we heard once again from a caller last night, Cynthia Grace, who just got back. And she said she just got back from about a 10-day trip. Mm-hmm. She said, you can't beat that price. That is a great price. And that includes the round trip ticket to Newark and back.
Yes.
So, you know, really, if you once again, if you've been wanting to do this and you just never were able to do it or didn't have the money, you're not going to be able to beat this price. And once again, that's a great time to go over there in January.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they do have winter over there, but generally speaking, it's a milder winter, kind of like South Florida.
Right.
It can get cold there and occasionally can even snow there. But generally speaking, the exception, not the rule. So a lot of great deals at vacationtravelplanners.com. And if you sign up there, you can get twice a year a vacation travel planner book.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get regular updates and alerts for new cruises and things. And not just cruises, but other types of vacation packages, too.
Yeah, tours to other destinations, you know, whether you're going to Europe, Costa Rica, you know, Australia, New Zealand.
Yep. So please go there and sign up. And sign up for the American Adversaries Army. Kathy Santo Messino does a great job of putting together our intel brief.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep. And she has to decipher our our handwriting sometimes.
So. Mike's is the absolute worst.
But I tell you what he writes, though, is great. It's just hard to read it when he writes it with it. So we're sort of still old school. We still write with pens and pencils around here, so folks. So poor Kathy has to sort it all out. But she does a great job, and we're really proud of our newsletter. And it's only because of the great work that she puts into it. and everyone is packed with coupons and stuff from our sponsors. And of course, if you want to be a sponsor, you'll be in our Intel brief. That's part of the package as well. And she always puts in a nice quote by Ronald Reagan.
Yes, we love Ronnie.
Yeah, indeed we do. I miss him because, you know, he's in the other studio all by himself.
Yes.
We haven't brought him down to hall. There's not really any place to put him in here.
He's here in spirit.
He is indeed. But, yeah, we have a life-size cutout of Ronald Reagan in the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios where he watches us do the show each and every day. So, but once again, we're going to have a lot of fun on this cruise. But that's not the only fun we're going to have. We're also going to have our spaghetti eating challenge coming up on the 28th. And also, you've heard us mention that if you join the American Adversaries Army by going to our webpage, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com, and I don't know if it's back up yet or not, host Gator is still trying to figure out what was happening to us, why all of a sudden the huge number of hits. Our spaghetti eating challenge is going to be on the 28th of this month. And if you are a member of the American Adversaries Army, you are entered automatically into a drawing, and someone is going to win a free ticket for that Come Sail Away With Me cruise. So if you haven't joined the Army, please do before the 28th or on the 28th. And you'll be entered into that drawing as well as getting this great newsletter and some other perks as we do things along the way. So please do come out and join us. Tomorrow is going to be 5 years.
Woohoo!
We started this show 5 years on the air. Jeff Sinis was with us the very first night. He still does the show on Sunday nights. Nick LoCicero has been with us ever since we've been on the daytime slot, which has been a little over 3 years now. I can't believe that. But, yeah, we're pretty proud of that. 5 years and counting. But we're going to need your help to get in another 5 years because what got us through the first five is gone.
Cold hard
that is
cash.
To stink my money.
Yeah, guys, the station doesn't pay Chris to be here or the other guys to be here. Chris pays them to have this show for you guys. So that's why I sponsor them. That's why, you know, Roxy Pacifics and, you know, Firm Foundation, that's why we, and Cafe Positano's, that's why we sponsor this show. We want to keep them on the air and keep this radio going.
And that's what we intend to do. We got a lot of great sponsors, David Levitt, Refresh Computers, Jerry and Jana Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, and, of course, Aubrey Kahn, Firm Foundation Home Inspections. We really appreciate that, and we want to continue to do this, and we want to continue to provide you with better and better content day in and day out. So it helps the more members in the Army that we have. You know, if we have a small army, we can do a little bit. If we have a big army, we can do a lot. And we want to do a lot, and we want to be in other markets. That's our goal now, is to expand this show into other markets. We've got a great time slot here. We'd love to hang on to this and take the show into other markets as well. And your help makes that possible. So once again, please join the Army by going to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. You can either sign up right there on the computer or you can do it through the mail. And we really appreciate all your support. And if you want to be a sponsor of the show, you can give us a call right here on the air, or we have contact information once again on our website. And if it's not back up now, we're working hard to get it back up as soon as possible. And if somebody is messing with our website, it is just an indicator, folks, that we're touching some nerves out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you want us to continue doing, please help us do it, because obviously somebody, somewhere does not like us and wants to silence us. So please help make sure that does not happen. All right. But Labor Day weekend is here. Let's start it off on the right note. Y'all folks have a great time. We love you. Thanks for being with us. All you have who have been with us for the full 5 years and others, we really appreciate all your support. And we'll be looking forward to seeing you starting the next five on Tuesday at 5. All right.
Happy anniversary.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Good night. Happy Labor Day, Orlando.
All right. Night, everybody.